From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-backed forces have advanced deeper into areas north of Raqqa, continuing their march to the edge of the de facto capital of the Islamic State in Syria. VOA reporter embedded on the front line says anti-IS forces are using mid-range and heavy weapons against the militants. Battles are about 40 kilometers away from Raqqa. The number of Syrians living under siege has grown from 75,000 to nearly 593,000, underscoring the worsening plight of the civilians in the five-year civil war. Stephen O'Brien is the UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs.
As the Secretary General has said, we are one humanity with a shared responsibility, not only to keep people alive, but to give people a chance at life in dignity. The bottom line is that politically we continue to fail the people of Syria dismally in this regard.
United Nations is preparing to begin humanitarian airdrops over besieged areas starting June 1st. O'Brien says the Damascus regime has denied aid to more than 40% of the target population. For the month of May, Syrian UN Ambassador Bashar Jafri denies it. Thousands of anti-government protesters have marched in Iraq's capital calling for political change. Similar protest a week ago dissolved into a riot and left four people dead. A Ugandan court has sentenced five men to life in prison for bomb attacks on two World Cup parties that killed 76 in the year 2010. Prosecutors had sought the death penalty for the bombers, but the judge said he did not think executions would bring closure to the Ugandan society. The Somali group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency says that it's upset about the substandard conditions in which refugees and migrants are living in northern Greece, in one camp in particular, and is urging the government to move them to better sites. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency agrees conditions in Idomeni were abysmal, but notes the people have been transferred to sites that are also well below minimum standards. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says some people have been packed into derelict warehouses and factories. She says air circulation in these places are poor and supplies of food, water, toilets, showers, and electricity are insufficient. The UNHCR is calling on the Greek government to immediately identify and establish new sites that are in full compliance with basic humanitarian requirements. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An open letter signed by 150 health experts is calling for the upcoming Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to be postponed or moved because of the Zika virus outbreak. Zika has been linked to birth defects, and the World Health Organization has said pregnant women should avoid areas where Zika outbreaks are occurring, including the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Tom Frieden, spoke with reporters about the Zika outbreak.
We need to ensure that we have the resources needed to treat this emergency as it should be treated. And if you just look at the definition of what an emergency is for a supplemental funding request, it has three categories. It has to be unexpected. Well, this is not only unexpected, it's completely unprecedented. It has to be catastrophic. And if you talk to any family of a child who's been born with a severe birth defect, there could be no better or more exact definition of a catastrophe. And it has to be permanent damage. And sadly, damage to the developing brain is as permanent as anything.
That is Dr. Tom Frieden. He is head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Starting last October, the mosquito-borne Zika virus began to quickly spread, particularly in Brazil. About 1,000 protesters marched, chanted outside the San Diego, California Convention Center as presumptive Republican U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke to supporters inside. There were three arrests. Earlier in the day on Friday, Trump backed off from promise that he would debate Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders prior to the California Democratic primary. Pre-primary polls show that Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton and Sanders are virtually tied going into the California vote.
That's the latest world news from VOA.